It was a massive volunteer effort involving people from well over 100 communities scattered across western Nebraska and beyond. What they accomplished is still remembered today. We remember as well on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
On December 17, 1941, 26-year-old Ray Wilson went to the North Platte, Nebraska rail station to give her brother a gift as his National Guard unit readied for war. When another unit arrived, she and locals gave their gifts to other troops. The next day, she wrote to the local newspaper with an idea.
You know, the ladies in World War I were able to do this, and we really have no war industry in this town. Let's make raising morale our war industry.
Jim Griffin, curator of the Lincoln County Historical Museum in North Platte, says the idea was to help soldiers like the town had done during the last year of World War I.
So a group of ladies gathered themselves together, and you can imagine none of them had any idea of what was coming. They met at the Cody Hotel and made up baskets of goodies and met the first troop train on Christmas Day, 1941.
Ray and the ladies in North Platte helped organize surrounding towns to come and take shifts at the North Platte canteen so that soldiers could receive food and refreshments every day of the year.
They start serving, and as these soldiers start to come in more and more, it becomes typical for a volunteer to serve from 5 in the morning until midnight. That's their shift. And at that shift, they're going to serve 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers.
There was no budget to provide for the troops passing through town, though.
How they're going to be able to do this, considering that there's all kinds of rationing going on, is that they're going to grow the food themselves, whether that be the pigs, the chickens, or the cows.
The volunteers came day after day, year after year, during World War II.
Never once did the canteen close down or run out of food during the entire war, and all of these guys ate pretty healthy.
The massive volunteer effort resulted in many stories that lasted a lifetime, including at least one unique marriage proposal that is recounted here. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.